I think because I had both an automobile and a suit, I got asked.
You're a rare class. That's right. Well, student at that moment.
Well, undergrads didn't have either. So I was invited to be in the motorcade and to escort him. The crowd was unbelievable. I mean, certainly there were students and people from the university, but there were just hundreds and hundreds of people from the area. It was a challenge, just, you know, getting him in into the stage and then out afterward.
I'm sorry, did you meet and greet him somewhere else? And
yes, we were in the motorcade, and then we stopped and, you know, got out of the cars and went up to him and went in with him. Mm-hmm. I watched, you know, I obviously was interested in the campaign, and I watched all the coverage and watched the coverage in California when he, where he won and when he was subsequently murdered as he left the stage at the Ambassador Hotel. That was in June, just 2 months later.
Did that bit of personal connection with him change the way you interacted, I guess, with him as a candidate and him as a person, as opposed to other politicians before or after?
He was kind of a hero for me. He was very focused, very serious, had a very, very strong social conscience, strong family person. So, I mean, that's kind of why I liked him in the first place. And, I don't think my interaction changed that. It just made it a little more personal when you've actually met somebody and exchanged, albeit a few words, but exchanged words with him. After he was murdered, his body was taken to St. Patrick's Cathedral, where the public could see, pay their respects. And I drove to New York after work. The amazing part was the people were sitting or were barely whispering. There was no traffic. The streets were closed, and this line just kept going. So we passed the casket and then got in the car and drove back home, and I watched the funeral on television. The most memorable part of the funeral was probably the train ride from New York City to Washington. It typically that's an hour and a half ride, maybe 2 hours at most. It took over 7 hours because there were so many people at the side of the tracks, in every town, farms, everywhere, saluting, waving, holding signs. So when they arrived for burial at Arlington, it was already dark. I remember as the funeral cortege went by the Lincoln Memorial, there was an African-American choir, and they sang what was said to be his favorite hymn, which was the Battle Hymn of the Republic. It was a sad day. Sad day for me. Sad day for the country. He modified a quotation from George Bernard Shaw. he used it all the time. I think maybe in most of his speeches he said something like, some people see things as they are and say, why? I dream of things that never were and say, why not? I think if he had lived, I think if he had become president, whether it would have been that year or subsequent term, hopefully things would have been very different. But we'll never know.